Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Wassel is here. He's a Chief Marketing Officer of ServiceMaster Clean, Furniture Medic, and Amerispec. These are all brands under the ServiceMaster umbrella, and Jim has been with them for a long time. He's been in this industry for a long time. And he's here to talk to us about something that you probably know a little bit about, but he's going to help us get better at it. Jim Wassel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the growth that ServiceMaster has had over the years. I remember when you guys just had a few trucks and vacuum cleaners, and now you're almost a conglomerate, aren't you?
Well, we've got a number of industry-leading brands, and ServiceMaster Clean itself has over 1,400 franchise locations in the U.S. and 6,000 around the world.
Yeah, you guys, we see most of us see your trucks running up and down the road all the time. One of the things that I know that you guys have accomplished lately is you've gotten more involved in sponsoring. You've getting your brand out there through sponsorships. Would you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. In 2009, we began a sponsorship with two of the major racetrack ownership groups in the United States, where almost every NASCAR race run in the country was going to operate under what's called the ServiceMaster Clean caution period. So the yellow flag on the track means cleaning and drying has to be done to get to the cars back on the track quickly. Yellow truck in front of a home or business means that cleaning and drying is being done quickly by the ServiceMaster team to be able to get people back in.
So this is sort of metaphorical sponsorships, aren't they? I mean, they perfectly align the racetrack thing with the caution going on and the yellow vehicles, all that really connects with your brand and what you guys are doing, which in a way that's pretty unique, really, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, as this whole thing came together, it kept getting better and better as we thought about all the ways that this fit together. It was absolutely unique, and that's why we decided to pursue it.
I'm trying to remember, though, Jim. You know, I have to ask you this. Monday night, when Juan Pablo Montoya's car careened out of control into the truck with the aircraft engine on it, drying the thing, was that one of your sponsored vehicles? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, Jim, it absolutely was, and it was the kind of moment where you just want to make sure that everybody is okay.
No
because
kidding.
Of the. Just the intensity of that crash.
That was
once we knew everybody was okay.
That could have been really
the sponsorship
ugly.
Felt even better.
That could have been a lot uglier. And of course, everybody got to see the fact that it was completely, you know, just one of those things. But I mean, think about that. That's I've been watching car racing a long time, and like the announcers, nobody ever seen anything like that. But I know you guys as a sponsor, you cringed when all that happened. But as you say, it's good. We're glad everybody got out safely. So the sponsorship isn't just this. The way you do this sponsorship, it isn't just to get your brand out there on the vehicle, on the flag, whatever. But it's to draw a connection between that activity and your marketplace activity, right?
You hit that right on the head. This was very unique for us in that it allowed us both to tie the services we deliver and the color of our company, but that synergy, that alignment right there, just helps people know more about who you are and what you do just by seeing the sponsorship activity.
You got any ideas for how a small business out here in Flyover America, or wherever they may be, the people listening to you all over the world right now on the internet, Do you have any ideas on how they can use their brand and use the vehicle sponsorships to promote their brand in their marketplaces?
Yeah, absolutely. And this comes from now 4 years of real experience in the sponsorship. Just three or four things. First, you got to make sure that you're targeting that sponsorship right, that you're going after the right demographic of people who are your customers. You know, you have the right frequency of the sponsorship message so that you've got a chance to build that awareness and that, you know, there is a context for the content. So people are it's making sense that your brand and this sponsorship are aligned. But even when you have all that, the next thing you have to do is figure out who is it out there that has experience in this space that I can align with, because bringing in and aligning yourself with people who have experience in sponsorships, have some contacts within the group that you'll be aligning with, mm-hmm. makes all the difference in the world.
There needs to be people to view your sponsorship, so you need the audience. But number two, come up with some way to maybe even. Well, I think you guys did this. Come up with a tagline, a slogan, a logo, or a marketing message that makes the connection. Maybe something unique. Maybe something that hasn't existed before. What do you think?
No, that's right, and it's the activation of that messaging or the product sampling that you do or the hospitality that you offer. All those things kind of tie together back to the sponsorship. So sponsorships are not a passive event. Sponsorships are active event. Mm-hmm. And you have to both align yourself with the right people, but budget for the sponsorship in a way that will make sure that you can activate.
Well, and the result is, folks, is when people see the connection, your brand on the other brand, they say, hey, I get it. Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You get this kind of transfer of equity between the partners that allows the consumer to kind of lift both experiences.
Right.
So we think we make NASCAR look great, cleaning and drying out on the track, and I know that they bring an audience that both the businesses and homeowners that we want to reach.
Well, absolutely, and folks, you can do this very thing in your hometown. You just look around. You take some time. I'm sure Service Master took a while to look around, but look around and see where there's some brand connection, brand synergy, some way of connecting your brand to another brand in a way that makes sense, even if you have to create something new to pull the two together. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back with Jim Wassel. When we come back, I want to get Jim to talk to us a little bit about the world of franchising. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.